Okay. Welcome to the October board meeting. If we would, hold on, I need to get myself organized. Those of you from Columbia get to see what the rest of us do to get here to these meetings in the mornings now. Except a lot of y'all cheated and came last night. Okay, Mary. Okay. I don't think there are any introductions. And Mary will have public comments in a minute, but you don't need to be introduced, I don't think. If we will move to the invocation, and Ann is going to have that.
Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the safe travels. We ask that you bless our state, help heal it, and help us to get home safely today. Bless this meeting and the words that we say. Forgive us for our sins. In Christ's name, amen.
John?
Loading.
There we go. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And Kathleen is going to read the mission statement.
South Carolina Public Charter School District's mission is to improve learning and increase learning opportunities in South Carolina through the creation of innovative, high-quality charter schools. Ultimately, we strive to assist South Carolina in achieving academic excellence.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Ms. Bagley.
Here.
We know Mr. Boyd will not be able to make it. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Ms. Bull?
Here.
Again, Mr. Chappell will not be able to be with us this morning. Dr. Epps?
Here.
Ms. McLaurin?
Here.
Mr. Payne?
Here.
And Ms. Daly is unable to join us. Mr. Chairman, we do have a quorum present.
Okay. And then next is the consent agenda. Does anybody have anything they want pulled from it, or any amendments to the consent agenda? Laura?
I apologize with the financial reports. Our finance director has been out with a sick relative for over a week. We will get those finance reports to you, but they're not currently included in your folder.
Okay, thanks. Any other?
With that amendment, Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the consent agenda.
Okay, it's been moved. I hear a second.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor of the motion to accept the consent agenda as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay. But before we get to the public comments, just for those of you who weren't here and couldn't make it yesterday, we had some really good school visits. Meeting Street Academy was very interesting. I think we all learned a lot there. And then three of us went up to Creeks, and the rest went to Low Country leadership, and from all the reports, everybody had good visits to those. Then we met at Palmetto Scholars. That was a very impressive operation, and then went to see their new building, which I did not make that, but I understand that everybody was impressed with what they're doing there. So if you're in the area sometime and would like to, and didn't make it and would like to visit any of those schools, we can arrange that. Mary?
Yep, I just wanted to share a new partnership we have with Charter Board Partners, and I know Don and Benny and others have expressed concern about board governance training and what some of the boards are doing. I know what Wayne had the staff over the years trying to help with some pieces and making sure they were in compliance. We've partnered with Charter Board Partners, who is then going to partner with Board Source, those of you that serve on other nonprofit boards, and I think Don and I have even talked about Board Source as being a great resource. They're actually going to partner kind of with Charter Board Partners and with the different state associations to really ramp up some better board governance pieces over the next year, including a leader evaluation, which I think is going to be critical. They've had a private school headmaster evaluation that they've had as part of Board Source for years, So we're actually going to be one of the states that will pilot that with them, and probably some of your schools. So we're excited to try to do some different things. As you know, charter school leaders have a lot of different responsibilities than a typical traditional district leader. And because we are nonprofits in South Carolina as well, there's some nonprofit pieces, so I think it's going to be good. Charter Board Partners has some standards that I just wanted to share with you, because I think that was, you know, kind of part of the concern is what are some of the beliefs that the boards are using. Their system that they've created, we really have bought into. I think it aligns with a lot of the work that we've all talked about and have done over the years. They're going to be at the conference, the South Carolina 15th Annual Conference, November 17th and 18th. They'll be there on the 17th to do an entire stream just on these standards. And we've worked it all into the board orientation that we do, so now this is a whole component of that board orientation. So having just a common language around focusing relentlessly on student achievement, exceptional school leadership, some of those things are critical. So I just want to share that with you, and we hope to see you at the conference.
I know that our policy is that when people make public comments, there's no board interaction. Would the board indulge me to ask Mary a question? I'll be out of order when I do. But if you promise not to, if you promise not to call me out of order, then I can get away with it. Yeah, I might. Now, the governance approach they take, does it mesh well with policy governance like we advocate?
Absolutely. Yeah. Jennifer and I actually both went to a training in Seattle last month. We've been working on rolling this out over the last year or so, quite honestly, and working with them to kind of influence what that looks like. And so they absolutely did want policies in place that then a clear separation between governance and operations.
And okay.
That's going very well. And
boards and board chairs, I know you can't, and neither can we, control what they do once they're there, but they're taught not to interfere on day-to-day operations. And
Absolutely. Okay. But we think the piece that we see as the missing link here in South Carolina and really across the country is that school leadership evaluation piece.
Right.
And I think it ties well with just the overall culture climate of the school, some of the things that you observed probably yesterday, trying to tie those pieces around and create a 360-degree evaluation is really where we're going to see the board has better understanding of what their role is in that.
Good. Good. Thanks. Thank you to the board. We do have a matter that contractual matter that we need to go into executive session. If I could have a motion on that, please.
Make a motion to go into executive session.
Okay, it's moved and seconded that we go into executive session to discuss a contractual matter. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Okay. Don't y'all hit the bar too hard while we're... It's unusual for the staff to go to a bar while we're...
Please excuse yourselves to the bar while we're...
Right.
Chaser out there.